I'm in the town hall in Manchester, where Nick Griffin has won the last of 8 seats for the North West region at the very last minute, a matter of a few votes, right up to the end. It wasn't clear whether he'd win it or the Greens or UKIP would get a third Member of Parliament, Member of the European Parliament. We're just having the result coming out now. Nick Griffin's just come in with a huge crowd of photographers concentrating on him, looking very happy, saying the people have decided that's what democracy is about. Here's Griffin talking now.
I'd like to thank my incredibly hard-working team, particularly Clive Jefferson, the mainstay of the North West, and everyone who's helped out so much. It's been a fantastic, brilliant effort. I thank the returning officer and the staff in the places where this election was run properly and not in the places where we weren't allowed to seal ballot boxes, as is our right. Where ballot boxes are broken, seals were just nodded through as if nothing was wrong. There is a deep, dark stain on the way the democratic system is run in this country at present, and it's always done only in a way that does down the British National Party. However much you dislike our party in some people's cases, you cannot possibly stand by the perversion of the democratic process as a way of trying to keep us out. Fortunately, it's a way that's failed. For the last 50 years, more and more of the people of Britain have watched with concern and growing dismay, and sometimes anger, as an out-of-touch political elite has transformed our country before our very eyes. It's not just a matter of mass immigration, although that's the most obvious symptom of it. It's handing us over to rule by unelected bureaucrats in Brussels. It's turning the Commonwealth of this country, our public services, into private profit centres for giant corporations. It's banning St George's Day festivals while encouraging everyone else to celebrate their festivals, usually with taxpayers' money. In so many ways, the Liberal elite have transformed this country, and as they've done so, they've forced people to be quiet about it, with laws which make telling the truth an offence, imprisonable offence. The anger of the British people has been held behind dams, walls of lies, growing ever taller and ever thicker for the last 50 years. But tonight, in the northwest of England and in Yorkshire, the British National Party and hundreds of thousands of voters who saw past the lies of the Sun about the Gurkhas, who saw past the lies of the Express and rags like the Manchester Evening News, hundreds of thousands of voters have given their verdict on the dam of lies of the old party. And tonight,
that's
the
Griffin,
British National Party
clearly profiting from the expenses scandal as well. The whole line being that the Liberal elite, as he calls it, and the old parties are rotten and have had their day.
You're the fascists!
Indeed, under British National Party policy, neither Sash Karim nor Riaz Ahmed would have been allowed to stand for election in this future.
Robbie! Robbie!
Robbie! Robbie! Robbie! Robbie! Robbie! Robbie! Robbie!